Carson, it seemed like they were doing a lot to get you on the move and throw the ball too. Like they were flooding, give you a high-low read. How do you feel about being able to take advantage of your ability to throw on the move?
Yeah, some of those things were nakeds, you know, design plays. Some of them were just improvising. But, you know, I feel confident on the move, and I know that was something we wanted to get on tape a little bit, wanted me to do out there. We were running the ball all right. I thought we had some good plays off the nakeds, so we'll see the tape, though.
Overall, what did your NFL debut feel like?
It was fun. You know, it was fun to – first opportunity I had, I'm running the two-minute drill. So I enjoyed that. Hadn't had a ton of reps of it in practice, but it was fun out there. You know, I finally got to take some hits. It's been a while since that's happened. So overall, I had a lot of fun out there. Definitely some things to improve on for myself and as a team, but overall it was enjoyable.
Speaking of taking hits, that last play, slow to get up on. You going to feel that tomorrow?
Yeah, I think I will. It was more just the wind. Got one in the ribs. It was hard to breathe there for a second, but all good.
In the first half, did you hear the week one lunch chance?
I heard it. Someone mentioned it to me. I didn't really hear it much, but you know, I just know that the fans are excited, and I know it's going to be a heck of a ride here, and I'm looking forward to it.
Doug had said beginning of the second half, was you going in at the end of the first half based upon how many plays have been played, or was it because of the way the second team offensive played?
I think it was just based on plays. You know, Sam took the team down there right away and scored. So Chase had a lot more opportunities than I think was scripted for him. So I think it was just kind of the number of plays and how it all worked out. So I thought it was fun, though. I got an opportunity to go out and run the two-minute drill, so it was pretty cool.
You kind of acknowledged the crowd, didn't you?
That was actually – I figured someone would notice that. It was thumbs up to Coach. He was asking if I could hear him. So not as cool as you might think it was.
What are your early takeaways?
Yeah, you know, I thought some plays were made. I thought there were still some plays that needed to be made that were left on the field. You know, the interception in the red zone is something you never want to do. That ball sailed on me and got away from me. But, you know, overall, there's a lot of good things to build on. And I thought as a team, you know, we're walking away with a win. So that, at the end of the day, that's positive.
How different did it feel from North Dakota State in terms of the speed of the players, the action, your excitement, all that sort of stuff?
It was a little different, but, you know, it still felt like a football game. You know, I was still out there playing ball, taking hits. You know, it was all kind of similar, just a new offense, new facility, a lot of new things going on. But overall, still just another football game, and I had fun with it.
Sam said the play that you got flipped on, you both thought you were going to score on that play. Did it surprise you that he got there that fast on that?
Yeah, that guy actually fell off a block for one. The receiver was blocking for the other receiver. So I saw it was zero blitz, thought if I got around the edge, I'd maybe take it to the house. But the guy fell off the block, kind of surprised me, and I'm fine, though, so that's a good thing.
You're midair, upside down. What are you thinking?
Hope I don't land on my neck. I landed fine, though, and I was good, but a lot of guys were like, hey, you got to get your butt down, and I'll learn from that.
You probably should have heard of that.
A lot of your best throws have come when you're climbing the pocket, you're rolling outside. What do you attribute that to?
I think it's just my athleticism. You know, I feel comfortable making plays on the run. Sometimes it was the play was breaking down, and I had to just make a play. Sometimes, you know, we snapped one early, and the DN was rushing. Just kind of got to make some plays, and I feel very comfortable on the run with it, and those plays were made today.
Carson, obviously you always want to improve on everything, but do you have one takeaway from the game that you're really looking at?
I'll have to go back and watch. You know, it's tough to say. I know overall – I don't know what the numbers were exactly, but want to be more accurate than what I was and complete more passes. But I'll have to go back and watch the tape to see what specifically I want to work on.
Carson, I thought you should have heard of that somersault play. Is that in your repertoire
yet? No, it's not really in my repertoire, but maybe I'll need to work on that.
Slid, you had a nice slide, man.
Yeah, it was actually the first time in my life I've ever slid, so that was pretty exciting. I was pretty proud of myself.
What do you wish you did?
Just didn't sail it. You know, the receiver beat his guy. We got what we wanted, and, you know, I just kind of overthrew it and kind of missed him. So, again, it's something we'll work on, and I think the timing was a little off as well, so we just got to be more on the same page with that as well.
Carson, going into the game, you're saying that you didn't think you would be nervous. You don't get nervous. But when you step out there in front of almost a packed house, what are the emotions as you're out there tonight?
Yeah, you know, I was really excited, ready to go and excited, especially, you know, it was the two-minute drill, so that was pretty fun. But, again, I wasn't real nervous. I never really get nervous. It's just a game, you know, and I'm very fortunate to play it. And I had fun out there tonight.
First 14 or so practices, first game, what are the things you think you can improve on so far?
Just, you know, continuing to refine everything. The fundamentals of just, you know, the reads and your footwork with the reads and everything is just something I just need to continue to rep and drill home. But, you know, I think I like where I'm at, and I just got to keep building on those things.
Earlier this week, Chase said that, you know, you learned that the game is faster than the college game. Did you experience that? Did it feel faster to you?
It felt faster, but again, it's a game of football. You know, I don't try and make it a big deal. I just go out and play, and I had fun with it today. But, yeah, you know, things happen faster, but it's fun to finally be out here for the first time ever. It was a pretty cool experience.
Carson, what's going through your mind that ball's going to go in the end, you have to make something out of nothing,
or just keep it in the middle of that? Are you talking the bat snap between my legs?
Yeah.
I was just hoping I'd pick it up cleanly and turn around and see what happened. I had a big guy run right in my face, and, you know, I just – got us back to the line of scrimmage by throwing it away. So,
thanks, Carson.
Thanks, everybody.